And now we have a selection of letters from the evening news. Just four this week, and of course Christmas features widely.
Michael Woodhouse of Eton feels that Norwich is missing a trick with the Christmas season. He writes, "So, Norwich is having a bumper Christmas, with all the shoppers and tourists visiting our fine city. What has the city done to deserve this spree? Well, I'm afraid that I've seen very little of special Christmas extras. A few pathetic tiny shreds outside the Forum and the odd twinkling light seem to be the best that we can do. Perhaps those in charge of what is happening should take a look at other cities. If you want to see a real Christmas market, take a look at those across the Channel or closer to home in Lincoln or Bath. There are plenty of tour operators who will get you there. Norwich is ideally situated to maximise the opportunity and produce a Christmas that is as good as any."
We reported last week on high levels of pollution in Norwich, and the Reverend Barry Furness of Hoveton feels that one special area of the city is now spoiled by the mass of fumes. He writes, "Our councils seem to have a bottomless pit of money when it comes to moving or altering roads in the city, but they seem to lack all understanding of the air pollution that prevails around Castle Meadow. Castle Meadow used to be a delightful area, but has now been turned into a bus station, where masses of diesel fumes are pumped into the air by the scores of buses which now use the road. Perhaps the time has come for council bosses to look at eliminating diesel vehicles from the city centre and investing in transportation for the city centre which doesn't require the internal combustion engine and, in particular, diesel engines."
Reader Robert Buckley of Great Plumstead seems to have opened a can of worms by suggesting that there are, possibly, too many disabled parking spaces. He writes, Through your columns, may I reply to your correspondents, who seem so angry with me over the matter of disabled parking. I am most sincerely sorry about the health afflictions of others. As a matter of interest, I am currently involved in securing a disabled badge for a lady in her 90s, with mobility problems. However, last Sunday I visited Norwich, when the traffic was extremely busy, presumably due to the number of Christmas shoppers. I observed at midday in the large St Andrew's multi-storey car park that there were 36 disabled parking lots and only 6 were being used. I think that the issue should be assessed and calculated objectively.
And the last word this week goes to Dennis Pye of Mendham, who writes, "Everyone seems happy now that Ed Balls will be returning to the Norwich City Director's box. But isn't that just a little bit short-sighted? I risked 10 pence each way on Ed to win the glitter ball in the hope that we might at least add a little more silverware to the Canary's trophy cabinet." And that's all the letters for this week.